You're listening to the audio production of On Asking God Why and Other Reflections on Trusting God in a Twisted World by Elizabeth Elliot, published by the Elizabeth Elliot Foundation. Print book cover art courtesy of Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. This book is read by Amy Lilly. To my husband, Lars Gren, who builds the fences around me and stands on all sides. Do you find it difficult to approach God with the questions that are tugging at your heart? When speaking of God, Elizabeth Elliot writes, "He is not only the Almighty, He is also our Father, and what a father does is not by any means always understood by the child." On Asking God Why reminds us that, as children of God, we can bring our questions to Him with all the trust of a child in His earthly parent. We are encouraged to search the Scriptures for God's answers. Among the issues Elliot contemplates are singleness, risk-taking, and being judgmental of others. When we overcome our fears and decide to ask God why, He will surely give us all the answers we need. Forward. God does many things that we do not understand. Of course He does. He is God, perfect in wisdom, love, and power. We are only children, very far from perfect in anything. A true faith must rest solidly on His character and His word, not on our particular conceptions of what He ought to do. The word ought presupposes an idea of justice. When God's actions do not seem to conform to our idea of justice, we are tempted at least to ask why, if not actually to charge Him with injustice. Thousands of years ago, one of God's faithful servants, having lost practically everything, sat on an ash heap surrounded by weeping friends who were tearing up their clothes and tossing dust into the air for grief. For 7 days and seven nights, they were speechless in the face of Job's suffering. It was Job who broke the silence with a long and eloquent curse. He asked the question men have asked ever since, why? Why was I not stillborn? Why did I not die when I came out of the womb? Why was I ever laid on my mother's knees? Why should the sufferer be born to see the light? Why is life given to men who find it so bitter? Why should a man be born to wander blindly, hedged in by God on every side? See Job chapter 3, verses 11, 12, 20, and 23. Written centuries later, the Psalms express similar agonized cries. I will say to God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why hast thou cast us off, O God? Is it forever? Psalm 74, verse 1. There would be no sense in asking why if one did not believe in anything. The word itself presupposes purpose. Purpose presupposes a purposeful intelligence. Somebody has to have been responsible. It is because we believe in God that we address questions to Him. We believe that He is just and that He is love. But that belief is put to severe strain as we wrestle with our pains and perplexities, with our very position in His ordered universe. Whence knowest thou that this thing is unjust, unless thou know what is just? Wrote St. Augustine. Hast thou that which is just from thyself? And canst thou give justice to thyself? Therefore, when thou art unjust, thou canst not be just except by turning thee to a certain abiding justice, wherefrom if thou withdrawest, thou art unjust, and if thou drawest near to it,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?